This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, I'm at Petco, getting a bath, and a shampoo and all that. But to the people that say that that's a bad way to get a bath, I've seen the kind of like showers that they take, these other people, where the water just falls on you. Do you know about this?
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of diagrams. I obviously can't get wet right now just because of my
sure,
condition.
yes. No, I just know if you know about it. Have you seen these things where people take a shower and the water is falling on them and nobody's controlling where it goes and nobody can cut the knots out of their hair? So it's a joke. Yeah, these other showers are a joke.
Yeah, it's a sick joke. I'm so sorry. If I have trouble hearing you at all, it's just I thought that I would be surfaced by now, but we're still on the submarine mission and we're still looking for the Russian sub. So
yeah, you did say that you were going to be surfaced by now. I think you thought,
we were
you said
surface,
well, you said you were going to find it. You said you were going to find it really.
Ruski's gotten very clever, and
you said you were going to find it really fast
in the depth.
You said it was going to be the fastest anyone ever found it.
Yeah, and I thought that it would be, and it still could be, but it's just not as easy to drive these things as I thought.
Yeah,
I thought they would kind of be like bumper cars because they do have the thing sticking up and hooked, and that actually is a looking thing and not a sort of steering thing.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I don't know. I believe you when you tell me these things.
Yeah, so the driving of this has not been easy. I mostly have made it sink, and
it sounded like a big bubble there.
It gotten hurt.
Did you just run into a big bubble? It sounded like the submarine just ran into a huge bubble.
Yeah, it was a really big bubble, and now we are. Yeah, this is what I was afraid of. Okay, Davy Jones is coming aboard.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's going to want you to pay the ocean tax. Can I finish my story?
Sure, yeah, whatever.
So I'm getting a bath. Dan is there, Dan Quayle. The guy who's giving me a bath is, like, spraying with him with the hose sometimes because he says he doesn't like it, but he's, like, laughing. He does like it. And he does also know. Can I just say this something about this Dan Quayle thing? When is he ever going to need to know how to spell that when he's being the president's friend or whatever? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's one of the last things I'm worried about in terms of the government is, like, I don't need you to be able to spell something that's already on the menu written for you.
Yes, it's already on the menu.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to write it down to order
potato.
You just say it. Or just point, even.
Yeah. So, anyway, I had a lip in.
You know?
Because while I'm getting the bath. And so him laughing is, like, kind of making me laugh. And so.
Infectious.
Yes. Infectious. And so I open my mouth because I'm laughing, but I have a lip in. And the water gets kind of blasted in my mouth. And it kind of shoots the dip. What was it? I think it was Cope Hickory. And so it gets kind of.
It was a hickory flavor.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it gets kind of blasted down my throat. And.
Straight out your butt or what?
No, sort of back up through my sinuses. And so then it's kind of like sitting
in
my sinuses.
So it's going the wrong way.
And so I'm sort of accidentally, I'm like kind of, it's sort of sitting right under my brain. I can sort of feel the cope fumes.
I've had this happen, but I got lucky and it just, sure, they shot the water in my throat, but the lip just came straight out my butt.
Oh, okay. But this was when you could get wet.
Oh, well, no, that's a great point. By the way, I'm so nervous being in the submarine. I'm just so nervous about getting out because I feel like I'm going to get wet. But, I wasn't able to get wet, but that was when I still had that suit. If you remember, I got sort of shrink wrapped in, what are those? Is it Evaporate?
Like a latex bubble?
When
you like climb inside the latex bubble and then they suck all the air out?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm picturing is what happened to me.
Yeah.
And then I just put a straw up my nose.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Can you get off your phone, please? We're going to do the show now. Thanks, Brandon. We're just going to start though.
Is your brain? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, is your brain okay? Because or is the lip still in there?
It is still in there, but it's like now. It's like I'm smelling and tasting the hickory all the time without even having to have it in my lip. You know what I mean?
Oh wow! So in a way, they did you a favor. They saved you a lot of money on that hickory.
Yes, I never have to. I don't have to spit during the day. I just have to do like one big spit where I sort of like tilt my head and it all comes kind of like gushing out my nose just at the end of the day before I go to sleep. We have a guest today. Brandon Wardell is here.
Hi.
I'm sorry for yelling at you before about
your
phone, but it's just like, and I know your whole thing is that that you're like young and like you do like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. That to me is not impressive.
Right.
And I don't know if to Sean, like, because we have young people on the show. We are basically young also.
Yeah.
And definitely our friends are.
I'm one of the youngest guys in Hollywood.
Yeah, and Shelby Farrow came on the show, and afterwards she was telling us like how much younger than her we actually are. She said that after the show.
How much younger?
She was like, you guys are actually a lot younger than me. She did say that.
Oh, yeah.
She said it, yeah.
And I... And just in terms of like our friends, I hang out with like my daughter's friends all the time.
Yeah.
And they're only like 10 years older than you are probably.
Wait, your daughter's friends?
My daughter's friends, yes.
Okay.
We like they were originally my daughter's friends. Now they are
like
sort
your
of
daughter's my, not there.
Not anymore. No. We have sort of cut her out of the group a little bit. Because like when we're all hanging out, like, I don't know, there's like a certain, we just like to be able to talk about whatever and just be like, so just be random and like not
just be random and awkward.
Yes. And just be awkward with each other. Yes.
Yeah.
And her being there, I don't know, was weird because she's my daughter. Yeah. I don't feel like
she's
I can
a little
necessarily
old.
Be as random. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. So now it's kind of just me and her friends. We have like a little boat that we take out together.
I have a boat with a plant that is very young.
Yes, and Sean has
okay.
this new friend he's sort of been hanging out with. That's a plant that is one of the youngest plants. It's you can barely see it. It's just kind of poking out.
Plant is generous at this point. It's really just sort of the beginnings of a sprout.
And Sam, can you get off your phone? I guess
I'm sorry, guys.
I feel like I'm in a 28 days later, the virus, and everyone's a phone zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because Sam was using his phone too, and Brandon was using it.
Oh, he's looking at his phone. Oh, I wish I saw that before that joke.
Sam has.
I'm really sorry, man.
Sam has tattoos. Have you seen these?
Oh, he's
Brandon.
Real tatted up.
Wait,
Brandon?
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, what do you think about this whole Brangelina thing with your name being so close? I feel like you must have quite the take.
Oh, yeah, I feel like closest to it. Like, I feel like closer
feel closest
than...
closest to it.
I do feel closer to that situation than... Brad or Angelina.
That was kind of my point. Honestly. And then what's your take?
Yeah, so that's
my take is I think it's good.
Brangelina is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like that's good. That's cool.
I think it's extremely good.
Okay.
Sometimes, this is a joke that you guys can use. If somebody asks for your take on something, give them a take five bar.
There we go.
Sean has like a big Ace. Bag.
Do you get it?
Yes. 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 I'm starting to get it. Sam's tattoos are it's a lot of anime guys.
Do you have anime tats?
Yeah, all his tattoos are like these anime guys that are he can move his body in such a way that that he can actually be an anime. Yes.
He's flexing and like
yeah.
Sailor Moon is flexing when he flexes.
Yeah, have you guys seen arm is like Sailor Moon's bicep. If I see an Akira, you've shown it to me on your body, yes.
It's my favorite anime. It's a deep cut.
It's that's not a deep cut.
Akira?
Akira?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Akira's like, that's Kanye's favorite anime.
I don't think that's true.
It's like a secret one, yeah. Just Sam and Kanye know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the tuxedo is on Sam as well. Isn't that right, Sam?
Uh-huh, I have one of those tuxedo shirts as a chest piece.
But it's Jackie Chan's tuxedo, which you think is an anime, which I think is...
That's, well, I was told it was an
anime. I think it's fucked up. Nobody told you that.
Sam, have you gotten
he said his favorite anime is Rush Hour.
Where above all your anime characters it says Lemon Warning.
Wait, what does it say?
Lemon Warning.
Above all his anime characters?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted, but the tattoo artist misheard me, and it says Lemon Party on the top.
Okay.
That's not the kind of meme. Those are old memes. And we have Brandon here, who's like a meme guy.
What's the newest, newest meme?
Right? Lemon Party is old meme, right?
Yeah. It's. But I think enough time is
what's a
looped
new,
around.
A now meme.
I'm sorry.
What's a now meme?
Did you ask him a question?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done with this. Kevin! I hear his feet. Hi. Sam has been... it's gotten to a point where he asked Brandon a question that's like a very traditional interview question, like trying to be one of the hosts, I think, because Sean isn't here. He lied...
Do you want him to engineer?
He lied about someone telling him that the tuxedo is... an anime, and he used an old meme. So, can you fire him, please?
We could call Brett from Germany.
No, I'm not asking you to call Brett from Germany. I'm asking you to fire Sam.
Fire Sam,
and you'd be the engineer.
I can't do that.
And do
actually,
it like Donald Trump.
Fire me.
Do it like Donald Trump.
Sam, you fire.
Oh my God,
that's really good. And now we don't want to like. Take side, like it's not that kind of show is to do like that kind of political stuff,
right?
And so Sean,
it got really political.
I know, and I sometimes I feel like getting into that territory, and I want to like kind of stop it there because it's a comedy show. We just like want to be fun.
I get it.
And so Sean does an impression of Hillary Clinton that he's gonna do just to like have it be even. Mm-hmm. Sean has to do his Hillary Clinton impression. Do you? Mm-hmm. Is that fair, Sean?
Well, isn't that special?
That's good. Thank you. So now it's all even, and so it's not being a political show anymore. Brandon, you...
Everybody, we're equal opportunity offenders, Brandon.
Brandon, you have a pair of shorts that you sell.
Yes.
This is like my favorite shorts that any comedian is putting out. Your shorts are the best comedian
shorts.
It's
definitely in the top five... Of,
comedian shorts.
Shorts.
No. It's the best. These are the best. These are the best comedian. These have to be the best comedian shorts.
No, Joe Coy has some comedy shorts. That are really climbing up the charts. And
what are his shorts?
Joe Coy's.
Yeah.
I know Eliza
Schlesinger.
Look like their cell phone buttons over where your parts are.
Oh, okay.
So, and it says call me.
D'Elia has really been killing it.
Chris D'Elia and shorts. His shorts. Yeah. Yeah. What are his shorts like?
It says "secute" on the butt.
It says S apostrophe
K
Y O O T.
Yeah.
Yeah, D'Elia has good shorts, but your shorts are like not just for funniness. Your shorts are the funniest shorts and the most comfortable shorts.
Yeah, thank you.
Is
D'Elia really stoned?
Brandon, do you know about this?
He is completely sober, which is, you know.
Oh.
Oh my god.
That makes it even
funnier. You know, that makes it.
I mean, honestly, you know, it's like sometimes I see him do some of these bits and I was like, he was smoking a little ganj.
Yeah.
And then I found out from some, you know, some insiders that he doesn't partake.
Mm.
You know, which
he's
is,
just like,
oh wow,
he smells like
I don't know
it.
How funny that is, Ben.
Just naturally.
I know, yeah. I was like, the first time I saw him, I was like, oh, this guy should be called Kush D'Elia, you know? And then I find out that he's never even. Seriously, dude. Like, oh my god.
Seriously?
Seriously. Honestly? Literally?
Ugh. Can you talk about your shorts? Describe your shorts.
Oh, they have. I made them with my friend Robesman. Mm,
yes,
and it has the verified check on the in the center
on the DD
on the D, and
so you have the check on
and my logo on a quarter DD. his logo in the corner, you know,
Milo Yiannopoulos's logo. Is that what you just said?
My logo.
Okay, so you have the check mark and Milo's logo on your shorts.
No, I didn't collab with Milo. I want to end that narrative.
And the check mark is for like the teacher check your homework, and so the
verified check.
The DD is your homework.
No,
is that what it's saying? Is it like the teacher saw that you did
no
that your DD did the homework, or the DD is the homework?
It's no, it's not homework related.
Who?
It's just like a Twitter check.
Wait, if we say if we don't do our homework, we're gonna get in trouble.
There's no, it has nothing to do with homework.
Teacher is not gonna like that.
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
Teacher.
Oh god.
I don't know. I don't know how teacher is gonna
how teacher is gonna feel about it.
I don't think so.
Teacher's not gonna like these shorts.
No.
Guys.
No. I mean, yeah, these are shorts that you don't want your teacher seeing these shorts, you know.
Well, what am I going to do with them?
That's a good question. If teacher is not
going
to see them, then what are they for?
They're for skipping school.
These are some
hooky shorts.
School skipping shorts.
Yeah.
When if you're not wearing undies underneath the shorts, can you see the outline of the DD?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, for sure. Probably.
Anyone?
I mean, depending on...
Not anyone's.
Not anyone's.
Okay. But yours, you're sick.
I don't know. Well, I haven't. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
Guys, my neighbors in the submarine are getting pretty loud.
Uh-oh.
I think they're fighting.
Your neighbors are fighting in the submarine?
Yeah.
Is this Davy Jones?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not... It's
are they
Davy
fighting
Jones
with...
Jones and his girlfriend, and they're yelling at each other.
Davy Jones and his girlfriend are fighting. Okay. What? And is she, like... Does she have the same kind of fishy face that he has? Or is she...
Well, he has more of, like, a squid face.
Right. Squid is kind of fish.
Well, oh, wow. I would really like to argue with you about that.
It's in the same.
Brandon,
it's
are
in
you
the,
hearing this?
It's
shit?
In the same. It's the, in the same part of the store. It's in the same part of the store.
The squid fish debate.
It's in the same part of the store. If you look,
you
if you look at the
have
squid,
an opinion on this,
and then you look
I'm
up,
here to, yeah.
The sign says fish.
Here's a take. Squids are fish.
See.
Oh God, Brandon! Yep. What has he done to you?
I know.
This is why I should never get on a submarine, because Hayes gets the guests on his side. And because I can't drive it in because it's filling with water and I can't get wet. But
Brangeline is good, guys. And squids are fish.
Will you explain what happens to Brandon if you get wet?
Oh, sure. It's honestly not too bad, but have you ever seen when, like, a bloated tick, for instance, gets turned inside out?
I haven't seen it, like, in person.
You've found, like, a tick on your dog, and it's been on there for a few days, and so it's gotten really big and fat, like a watermelon seed?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay,
see, let me tell
so
you.
Hard to describe.
We're on the same side again.
I didn't know how young you were. I mean, you've had no life experience.
Because the kind of baths that I'm taking lately, all these other people that are running around with like huge ticks all over them.
Yeah.
I like ticks are barely even a part of my life anymore. No fleas, no ticks. Uh-huh. Or like like I have like 6 fleas. And everyone else is running around with all these fleas.
Brandon, picture this instead.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to a barbecue where there's a bunch of frozen watermelons?
No.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
maybe it's easier if you tell me something you have done and I try to somehow, like,
to forge a connection.
That
would help. Yeah, Brandon, what's something you did? And don't say the phone.
I mean, I've been to like barbecues with just regular watermelon.
And nobody froze it, and then nobody took a drill and started drilling into it, and then nobody took like a big giant straw and started sucking the frozen pieces out.
What about watermelon with the big bottle of Sky inside? take the big bottle of Sky, take like a handle of Sky, put it upside down on the watermelon. Wow.
That does sound pretty. That sounds pretty sick.
A lot of it's spill everywhere, but and you put Skittle inside it, and then turns kind of brown.
You do that with your daughters?
With my daughter's friends, yes. We will take the boat out. It's like kind of a pontoon. And I'm learning how to do flips off the top without hitting the side. And yes, we'll take a watermelon. I have a kind of like a special drill that can like cut a hole in it that's like big enough for the Sky bottle, so only a little bit of it spills.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so are we gonna be able to use that, Sean, for your analogy?
The pontoon boat? I mean, that's your experience. That's not Brandon.
No, now it's kind of Brandon's experience because I've told it in a way that makes him feel like he was there. But
he's gonna take me on the pontoon.
I will talk
Raymond,
to
you. Raymond, that was vivid enough for your picture? Okay, so you're with Hayes and his daughter's friends out on the pontoon boat.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard for me without a tick or a watermelon involved to really get this image ready for you.
Can we do the frozen watermelon one? Would that help?
Okay.
I can envision it. Pay me the picture.
Okay. So it's a frozen watermelon, but it's not shaped like that.
Uh-huh.
It's shaped more like a tick, and it's much smaller. Anyway.
And it's not cold, right?
Okay.
Is it cold?
No, not at all. And what happens is, if you were to get inside there with like a speculum or something and inside out it not see its different emotions as characters who need to find some sort of balance with one another, but inside out it, like reverse the outside part of it.
You remember to make Bing it Bong? The inside part. Weren't you so sad because of Bing Bong? You remember? Brandon, were you sad because of Bing Bong?
Oh yeah, I cried about Bing Bong.
Oh, I remember being so sad about him.
Well, anyway, I mean, I guess the shortest version is if I get touched by water, I become made all of blood.
Yes, he has this sort of chemical effect where any part of him that is touched by water becomes blood.
Oh, wow.
It's like one of those, remember those little pills that you would put in the water and they become dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Except for him, it just is blood. And then the water is blood as well.
It's very bad during Shark Week. Do you guys like that stuff?
Yes, Brandon. What's your take? Do you have a Shark Week take?
Shark Week?
Yeah.
Shark Week is
good. This is like a good stand-up thing. I don't know if you do this where you say, like,
yeah.
God, I'm like almost Shark Week coming up.
I'll be like, rant, hey, permission to rant?
Permission to, yes. I'll you touch say, your ear. And like,
I'll be like, hello, permission to rant? And then people will be like, whoa.
This is Tower One. You have permission to rant. Okay. And so then you do your rant.
And I'm like, Shark Week's coming up. Let me.
Pretty. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty hardcore stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty. It's. And then I just sort of like, I don't know. It's kind of. It's kind of controversial.
Okay. What's the take?
I'm just like, I watch Shark Week. I get spooked all week. I get scared to go to the damn pool. I go to the damn pool. I'm like, you know.
You think there's sharks in the damn pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how Shark Week. Yeah. That's a pretty. It's a bit I've been doing for
that's
like 5 years.
Extreme.
Yeah.
For how
that's
long?
Extreme.
5 years.
5 years. I've been doing that bit for 5 years.
Guys, quick ocean question. If you're in the submarine, there's not supposed to be a horse down here, is there?
Well, this is the question about what kind of horse it is. Is it a seahorse?
How big is those?
I don't know. Is it, though?
Huh?
Is it a seahorse?
How big is those?
Seahorse is like... Well, it depends. If you're looking at it through... The top looker, you know, like if it's like that, then it can be huge. If it's right up against it, it can be so big.
Okay, that would be good news for me because this thing is really big.
Okay. And are you looking at it? Can you, is it possible to figure out if you're just looking at it because it's like right there with you, or are you actually looking through the top looking piece right now?
Well, one thing is, as I am touching it, it is seeming to be here with me, and it is mad.
It's mad? What's it doing that makes you think it's that? How mad it is?
Trying to kill me.
Okay. And what does it have to do that with? I guess this would be a big thing to decide if it is a horse or if it's a seahorse. It has a sword. Okay. I mean, wow, it's just becoming such a bizarre situation. It's just sort of, now it's out of my...
Is it just you and the horse?
Yeah, where's Davy Jones?
Davy, I think, broke up with his girlfriend in the other room of my submarine.
You know what would be so funny? Did you live tweet
rooms,
the breakup?
How many rooms are there in the submarine?
In the submarine?
Yeah.
It's pretty small. There's like 14, 15.
Oh, okay.
And it's open floor plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very Asian inspired.
Yeah, I didn't mean to blow past the live
tweeting Davy Jones' breakup.
There's
Wouldn't
a breakup on my submarine right now.
Oh my God, this guy Davy Jones is breaking up with his girlfriend on my submarine right now. And then you make up a bunch of stuff that they talked about. You get one picture of them sort of looking like they're mad, and then you make up like 200 things that they said in the conversation, and then they write an article about you on Mike.com.
Oh wait, so this is my new Twitter feed is like Davy Jones breakup stuff.
Yeah, yes. This is
Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon knows.
We're doing viral strategy right
viral
now.
Viral strategy, yeah. Yes. Branding, marketing,
just some consultant shit right now.
Like and.
Does it have to be Davy Jones? Can't it just be something that my kid said, like a joke I wrote that is not good enough for an adult to say, but if I say that a kid said it, it almost seems clever.
A fake thing that your child said? Yeah, like about politics and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, or just like oh my God, like my kid is breaking up with this girl right in front of me right now. And then you make up some stuff that they said.
Yeah.
Viral strategies, yeah. Brandon. Will you speak on that?
That's
please?
A good. That's a good one. The child one.
Yeah.
Just be like sometimes. The other day, I was like, my baby son just said, Donald Trump is bad.
Yes, and it's like,
and I was like, oh wow. You know, sometimes the young ones, sometimes the babies are wiser than the adults.
Yeah.
And that got 50,000 retweets.
Guys, my five-year-old just asked me why Donald Trump has hemorrhoids on his head.
Oh my God.
That's really good. Yeah. That's really funny. Did that really happen?
No, but I mean, imagine if a 5-year-old said that.
Yeah, okay.
There'd be like 3 concepts in there that he shouldn't have.
It sounded like a lot of water just came rushing in there right now. Did that, is that resolved or where
is
are we?
Is that making me nervous?
Yeah, well, where are we on the water rushing in?
I've had to cut up a lot of the galoshes and make them into kind of a tuxedo.
Okay.
Sam, I know you'll like that. Hey, Brandon,
Sam has been fired recently.
Can you tell me if it's true? Brandon, can you tell me if this is true, that Martin Scorsese is remaking Mean Streets, but it's going to be called Meme Streets, and it just stars you, like, doing tweets?
that's a Hollywood Handbook exclusive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and what's some of the memes that you do?
There's a very controversial Pepe scene.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is it that you...
It's super super controversial.
What is it that you like about Pepe and being racist? What is it about being racist that is so irony?
I'm not racist.
This is the whole irony thing that he does.
No, I'm not irony being now, ironic.
This is a thing that people don't know. Irony's look, dope. Irony is kush. And irony is...
Did you say irony is kush?
Irony is actually, I've been hearing that it's kush. And pretty soon, it is... I hear it's going to be Netflix. So this is like something that we're doing in new media now, is all, this new irony. And so when Brandon says that he's not racist and... that he likes Pepe for different reasons. It's like this new thing where he says something that he doesn't believe.
No, look, Pepe was an innocuous, you know, figure.
Yeah,
he was an innocent, not racially motivated frog. So he
believes that white nationalism is innocent.
No,
and that it is innocuous, and it's just like if Jewish people get their own homeland, why is it so wrong that white people should make America theirs? It seems like a harmless thing.
It's an interesting question, and I would say the burden of explanation is on people who don't agree with that take. And it's good for Brandon to get out in front of this. You know who I wish understood irony? My dry cleaner.
Did that really?
Oh, did, man.
Is that...
My five-year-old said that.
Your five-year-old said that? Which one?
How many five-year-olds?
He's got... how many five-year-olds do you have
not
now?
Not that many. 13, 14, maybe.
Oh, so there's... Every room of the submarine has a five-year-old
Has its
in
own
it.
Five-year-old.
They each have to have their own room, I know.
Yeah.
Kids these days, everyone gets a room and a trophy.
Yeah, damn.
Okay, so speak on what we're doing with some of this irony now. Like, what are the exciting things happening with?
What are the new happening things in irony?
Yes, becoming like more and more mainstream, where we can do irony on the movies, for example, or like doing IT, talk about some developments in this world.
I mean, irony poisoning is a real epidemic now.
Yeah.
I think it's really broke our brains.
Did it happen to you?
Probably.
How does that manifest itself in your day and in your body?
You know, you get irony poisoning, and then your tweets are good, and then your interpersonal skills are get really bad.
Yeah, that's and it's an excuse for any kind of behavior.
Yeah,
talk about some train stuff, Brandon.
I was on one. I was on one yesterday.
That's right.
Was it the Mumford and Sons train?
I saw that in the Twitter news. Were you in the Mumford and Sons train?
There was a moment. There was a Twitter moment about
it. Yeah, I saw that on the Twitter news. Where did you take the Mumford and Sons train, where they go to like Marfa, Texas on like an old train and they like play on top of a very slow moving train?
I'm not familiar with the Mumford and Sons train.
So this when people say the train, that's just sort of what I refer that's to. Unless you say so you're on the non Mumford and Sons
right.
train. Right.
You have to clarify.
Okay. And what and who is the musician on that train?
No, there wasn't a It was just like an Amtrak.
No one was doing any music.
Yeah. Okay. I know, it's weird.
Guys, you're going to really like what Davy Jones just said.
Okay.
What did he say?
He came out on the main deck of the submarine out of his room, and he went, "I'm the captain now."
Wow. That's... I've seen him do that a lot, that specific bit.
Yeah.
It is... I guess it's close to not being fresh anymore.
Do you really think so?
I don't, and I say that I don't want it to happen. I don't want people saying I'm the captain now to stop being funny, but I just worry since he does it so much. You know what I mean?
He's been doing that, and then he's been saying that it almost feels like we're in the upside down.
Yes, he talks about the upside down a lot. That's still fresh, at least, thank goodness. Brandon, you know about the upside down?
The upside down?
Yeah. Oh, you got to get up on this, Brandon. Okay, so now we have to do an episode of Get Up On This.
Oh, now this is an episode of Get Up On This.
Yes.
Yes. do you want to be Jensen?
Yeah, okay. I'll be Jensen.
Okay.
So who are you then? Brandon?
I guess I'm famous that you might know. Oh, no, I'll be Brandon. This will be great for me.
Yeah, and I'm Maddie.
Okay, and Maddie's the other guy?
Yeah.
Okay, but who's Kanye West?
Oh, he's Kanye West.
Okay. So, Sam, I'm rehiring you only as Kanye West, not as an engineer. Because you remember you lied or something.
Hey,
I forget exactly what you
owe this guy $300.
Yeah, so you owe me $300, and that's
my
man. This week...
Okay, so I'm being Brandon. Yeah. Sorry. Is Sam responding as Kanye?
I'm your co-host, Maddie Robinson. This is your host, Jensen Karp.
And this is me, Jensen Karp.
And this is Kanye West, and he owes him $300.
I forget what my rap name was.
Hi, Carl.
Thank you.
Carl.
Yeah.
This week, we're getting up on this on Stranger Things. There's a monster in it, and he's like Donald Trump. And... And we also, one of the worlds in is the upside down. And I only saw the first two episodes, but what about Barb? Everyone remember Barb? Like, help save Barb.
Jensen, do you know any basketball players?
Yeah, so I did a rap song for Jamal Crawford of the Los Angeles Clippers. And he told me that he really liked it. And Kanye West owes me $300.
Oh, wow. Do you think you've made more than $300 just by telling the story that you like met Kanye West once, basically? Like you sold a book about it?
It's about that. Yeah, it's. I'm close to breaking even on the Kanye West thing. Yes. And so you're Brandon in this case?
Yeah. Brandon, you're getting real confrontational on this podcast.
Yeah. Sean, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What's the matter? Something happened on the submarine?
Yeah, nothing big.
What happened?
Okay, so, I guess there's somebody down here in, a Vietnam helicopter who's been just, flying around in the ocean for a while.
Okay.
And, so he flew onto my submarine, and he was making fun of my galoshes suit. So I tried to punch him, and he caught the punch.
He caught it?
He caught it?
Yeah, he was able to catch it. I mean, he's got some kind of army training or something, because pretty much no one can catch my punch. And he squeezed my punch pretty hard.
Can I ask this? And, I don't know how to say this. Is he, one of our guys, or is he, Charlie, I don't know if that's okay now. Because at the time, I remember we were all saying Charlie, and it was not a big deal. Is Charlie no longer something you can call those guys?
It's Charlie Hunnam.
Okay, great.
We Charlie Hunnam, Undeclared.
Really Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam, was he an Undeclared?
No, he's the Pacific Rim guy.
He's the Pacific Rim guy. Okay.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he was supposed to be in 50 Shades of Grey, and he's mad about it. I guess when he got taken out of that movie, he just started flying this freaking helicopter through the ocean until he found me, and now he's taking it out on me.
Wow.
And he was supposed to be in the Pacific Rim with his brother, but then his brother got eaten by one of the kaiju. Are we allowed to call them kaiju now? Is that okay? Because, like, I don't know if it's, like, calling them kaiju is, like, a cultural appropriation or whatever in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speak on that, Brandon.
No, I don't think you're allowed to say that, Hayes.
Speak on the kaiju. Oh, are we scared of
drove into the kaiju?
Kaiju appropriation?
Yeah. Are we scared of the kaiju? Like what? Are we scared that the kaiju are going to come back?
Well, we were talking about irony.
Yeah. And, yes. Yes.
I think because of irony, kaiju appropriation is extremely good shit.
Is good shit.
that's my take.
Yes. This is a move that I am learning from irony, yeah, which is calling things that are bad extremely good shit. I am starting to figure out how this works. Uh-huh.
It's a pretty nuanced concept.
Now, Sean, you drove into the BP oil spill?
Yeah.
What happened?
I just friggin' all slick.
Okay.
Got slicked by oil like a friggin' one of those cool ducks.
Yeah, you remember, like, that campaign for Dawn soap was, like, if you have a duck with, like, a bunch of oil on it, you could buy our soap and it'll wash it off. Hey, Deepwater Horizon is coming out now.
I always buy the oil. I buy the oil and the Dawn at the same time.
At the same time, yes. Yeah. They have them at Costco.
They sell
have
them together.
In the same, like, yeah, just wrapped up in the same
aisle,
package.
Same aisle as the ducks.
As the ducks, yes.
It's the ducks, the oil, and the Dawn.
Yes, they're all wrapped up in the same package. Yeah. Sort of.
I went on Amazon because when it has like the normally bought together,
yes,
option.
Yeah,
and so like all three boxes are checked, and I
ducks,
yeah,
oil, Dawn soap.
Yeah, I got it. I got a duck delivered.
Okay,
but the duck died by the time it got to my place.
Even without you putting the oil on it.
Yeah,
but it still works. You can
still
oil it up and wash
it
off.
I still got the experience.
Amazon's actually bad now. Sean, did you read about that?
Yeah.
What?
Amazon's actually bad because the way they do their boxes or whatever is against the environment. So.
Uh-huh. Oh no! So, not you too, so, Amazon.
So we're
not Bezos.
Yes. We're not supposed at two Bezos. Yes, we're not supposed to be doing Amazon anymore.
Well, can I watch Bosch still?
Yes, you can watch Bosch on the computer only. You can't have Bosch delivered to your house unless you use Jet.
Ooh.
If you use Jet.com, then it's okay
because
they do their boxes. They have clean box policy.
They're taking back all the transparent Emmys.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes,
and the way they ship their Emmys is not environmentally sound.
No, it's not bad. I mean, I'm sorry. It is bad. I kept irony poisoning.
Oh, my God. Irony poisoning, man.
Irony poisoning.
Who, boy.
Brandon, do you want to plug some future tweets you have coming up?
Oh, Jesus.
What are some tweets that you have in drafts that you would like to promote?
Oh, yeah, Brandon, are you going to drop any hot fire?
Yeah, I got a...
Let's open up your drafts folder.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Let's see what's going on. What's going on in these drafts? I've got this one where it's a guy making a face.
Okay.
It's like a guy making like a face, and then I haven't figured out the tweet totally yet, but mm-hmm. he's like making like a really like funny face.
Is it like ASCII art?
No, it's like a guy. Just okay. like a guy on the street. I took a picture of like
could
guy
it be
making
that,
a face.
Brandon, could it be
and,
that this is one of those?
And then it's a win format.
Is this like
it's a win
a
blank
TFW?
Format. Yeah. No, it's not a
could
TFW.
TFW
no, we're no TFWs. It's only a. It's only a. We're skipping the TF and it's only win.
Okay. When.
Yeah.
Okay.
TFW is FTW.
Yeah.
Okay. This for when.
Yeah.
And then could it be, and I'm just, this is out of left field, and maybe this is even too crazy even for you,
mm-hmm.
but if the guy's making a funny face,
uh-huh.
maybe this for when he nut.
When you nut, but she keeps sucking.
Sean has a thing. He's trying to make
uh-huh.
He has sort of a competing acronym where he says that TFW is this for when.
This for when?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. like it's like
this for when.
This is when you use this or something.
Yeah.
It's competing with that feeling one, but it's not articulate. So when he uses TFW, he thinks it's this for when.
Right.
Whenever he's using it. And he thinks that's how other people are using it too now, but I'm not sure that would actually be really helpful for him.
Yeah.
If when you use TFW from now on, you were actually doing it as this for when. And it doesn't actually have to change your tweets at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like when people ask you what that stands for, you say,
are you asking me to start saying this for when?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I should start using this for when and sort of
instead
just
of that feeling help. When.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help, that, help that would the be movement.
Huge. That would be really huge for sure.
That would be big for the movement.
Sean, would that be huge for you?
Oh gosh. That would just about make my month. Guys, I think this is not a submarine.
What?
Okay. So I have been. I have been starting to wonder if you were at the movies because you're seeing Davy Jones, and now it feels like you are maybe watching Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think I'm at the movies.
Okay.
What about the horse?
It seems like that might have been the war horse.
That was the war horse?
That might have been Hidalgo.
Oh, it was Hidalgo. okay, so what? It does feel like you could have been here today then. I'm not saying, like, you know, like the circumstances that brought you to this place, I don't know, maybe it was like tough, but it does feel like you could have been in the studio today.
Okay, now you're mad just because I've been sitting in the movie theater seat, thought I was driving a submarine, and now you're pissed?
And watching one very new movie and a bunch of old movies, not that old, but movies that are definitely not in theaters anymore.
Classics.
Yeah, sure. Brandon, what? So the funny face guy and no other good tweets?
It's just like you're putting me in a really vulnerable position, you know?
Right.
Because like sharing memes that haven't dropped yet.
Okay. Because
Brandon, what I just about feel this like, idea for Twitter?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So what if you do something called first round draft tweets? And it's just sort of like their drafts, their tweets from your draft folder that you haven't sort of, I mean, obviously you craft and you edit these things for months.
Right.
But the concept of this would be, you know, there's a day that's just like first, it's draft day, and you do your first round draft tweets, and you just let it fly.
You just let it all fly
you just
at
put
once?
Put something out there and it's not polished, and you say, hey guys, like, this is some of the effed up stuff that my mind comes up with.
This is the
effed
up stuff that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Can we talk about vulnerability for a second? Yeah. You are sort of a confessional comedian with, like, you talk about your sick grandma and, like, stuff like that.
My sick grandma.
Yeah, how your grandma's, like, dope.
My grandma's fucking sick.
Right, and also how she's, like, ill.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this in a way that doesn't
She,
mean
like, she died because she drank too much Monster Energy.
And so getting vulnerable on stage is really, like, big for you.
Yeah, I have. Well, that's what my one-man show is about. It's Brandon Wardell. My sick grandma.
Yeah, and how she was so...
I do it at a black box. And just sort of, you know.
And how do you use...
I get into it.
The set to pretend that it's your grandma's house.
I play my grandma also.
Right, yes, sure.
Brandon,
But it's not problematic. It's... Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
This might be sensitive, and you let me know if it's too far.
Yeah.
Monster energy drink, that's made by a monster or it turns you into a monster?
Wow. I mean, who's to say? It makes you think, you know?
This idea of like being problematic, of like sort of taking, when you play your grandma.
Well, when I play my grandma, it's a long one-man show. So
right.
Calling it a one-man show is problematic because I don't want to call it a one-man show because I'm also playing my grandma, but I go through, I go M to F
Right.
To play my grandma.
But you give everyone a big warning when you're switching.
Yeah.
Right? You say, here it comes.
Well, yeah. Like, I have a doctor. I have a doctor there at the Black Box Theater.
Yes.
And it's a long show.
So he is.
So I go out, I'm like.
Name for the theater?
What's that?
Are we okay with calling the theater that? Is that not problematic?
Oh, but yeah, right. African American Box. We should probably
sweetie. Is he a sweetie Hayes?
Yeah, Brandon is being a bit of a sweetie today.
What does he look like? I don't know him.
He's like a very I don't know how to really describe this. I mean, you're like a cute boy, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, thank you.
You're like a cutie pie and like a sweetie and like.
That's how I identify.
Does he have like a Steve-O thing happening?
He has like a young yes. I would say he's like I'm getting young Steve-O vibes for sure. His voice does not really sound like he's been eating glass the way Steve-O does every day. But sort of like a young Steve-O when he was like running away from alligators and stuff.
Just when he was doing the goldfish thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Cutie pie, sweet boy.
And body wise, what are we working with?
What would you say body wise? Like this is we should have done this at the beginning because this is very helpful for Sean. Like, what would you...
Slim, thick?
Yeah, yes. He's, like, slim in some places, but, like, thick in other places. But it works. Like, it definitely... It comes together to make, like, a nice, you know, something that's, like, very cute and, like, adorable.
Is he ropey at all? Is there any ropey parts?
Yeah, he's got, like, John Hawk's arms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh. Mm-hmm, yeah.
The way... John Hawk's arms are, like, one giant vein. Those are kind of the those are kind of the arms that he has, but his legs are like much thicker, not ropey at all. There's like a lot of like
more like the Michelin Tire Man
bulk to the legs. Mean, I can really see that. His legs look like the Michelin Man's legs. Yes.
So what I'm getting is the legs are kind of a pile, and the arms are kind of a rope.
Yes, the legs are like a his body is really like a Tough Mudder obstacle course.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever do
that's fun?
Did you ever do Tough Mudder, Brandon? It's actually not easy, like everyone says it is.
Oh, Tough Mudder?
Yeah,
I'm not.
It's actually really hardcore. You have to like crawl on the ground at some point.
Oh, right.
And you have to climb a wall.
Oh, right.
It also gives you an opportunity to help girls. And so you can stand at the top of the wall, and when girls come, you like put your arm down and you're like, here, and it's a bunch of guys like competing to get girls over the wall. And then
I'm not leaving you here.
And then afterwards, you can approach the girl and be like, hey, you were awesome out there. And hoping she thanks you for like, helping her get over the wall.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't,
you inspired me to keep going. I was ready to give up when I saw how hard you were working. I was like, all right, we're finishing this thing. What are you doing after this?
And if she doesn't seem very thankful or doesn't want to like compensate you in some way for helping her over the wall, you can get mad. You have permission to get mad.
That's
so rude.
Your endorphins are really like. Why do you like it?
I like to get it. I like to get electrocuted too.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because I'm like on my stomach, getting electrocuted, and that like it's impossible not to get boned out when you get electrocuted. This is like I'm not saying anything new. Like when you get electrocuted, you get boned out. But you're
This is not breaking news. We're just saying the same thing that everybody said for 200 years. Get electrocuted on your stomach, you're gonna get charged up.
So basically, what I mean as like a Tough Mudder tip, I guess, before you crawl on your stomach under the electrical wires, you tuck it under your waistband. Like, because I see a lot of people, like, when they get boned out, it's, like, going backward. It's, like, in this very uncomfortable position. But if you tuck it under your waistband, it's just, like, kind of gently inflating against your stomach. It's fine. It's great.
Ever accidentally, when you're boned out and you got it against your waistband, you're not touching it, but, there's some friction with the waistband. You ever...
There's a lot of friction, and if... Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Brandon, what are some things that you yell? What are some things you yell at women when they don't appreciate your help?
When they don't, appreciate my help, like during a tough mutter course.
In a tough mutter situation, or like
a grocery store or anything,
holding doors and stuff, or like pressing an automatic door for a woman.
I respect the sweeties too much to ever yell at them.
So you just kind of whisper threateningly.
No. I want them to yell at me.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah,
so that's,
I respect them.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Getting yelled at is like the sweetest.
I want to get murdered by a woman because I respect them.
I think a good technique that you're bringing up is you say it loud enough that they can hear you, so you put them in the position of going like, well, he's kind of doing it under his breath, but he's like begging me to respond.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of a kind invitation to engage in a dialogue about whether she is the word that you're calling her.
what do you say? Like, what do you loudly whisper?
Well, I'm talking about you, Brandon.
Yeah, but he wants to know
I'm saying that, yeah, but I'm like, I want to hear your
the kind of stuff that
method.
The stuff that you say to get murdered.
Well, I guess in this situation, I'd maybe be going, I agree with Brandon.
Can I just say also, once you've tucked it under your waistband, you don't want to get in a situation where you finish the race and you're like putting your hands up and you're like, yeah, I did it, but your shirt kind of comes up a little bit so people can see kind of the top of your DD sort of like picking up through the
just
waistband.
Peeking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before you get to the wall, especially because once you've raised your hands up to jump onto the wall, you're like kind of slamming your body against it, and sometimes the exposed tip can get a big splinter. So just before the wall, untuck it and
get a big splinter.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Oh,
you can.
Wow.
That can happen to people.
Has it happened?
I have heard of that happening where a splinter kind of, because you know, there is a hole. There is like, you know, I'm not like, we should be able to talk about this. Mm-hmm. There's a hole in there.
We're not breaking news here.
And it's bigger than a splinter, so splinters can absolutely get in there. Yes.
Yeah.
And I've heard of that happening to so many people. And people are scared to talk about it, but you can absolutely get a splinter in there. And this is just men's...
Can we finally talk about that you do get splinters in there when you do a tough mutter? Can somebody finally say that and not get crucified online for it?
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, these are health issues that we have to be, I don't know, that we have to be talking about. Or
R/ men's rights.
Who are we helping by being so sensitive? By being so politically correct about this.
No, it's not.
There's a hole the size of about 10 splinters, and that's how many I know some people have gotten in there.
10? Yes, I've heard of some people absolutely getting 10 splinters in there.
Phew, boy.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.